creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
host, Justin McPatches, bitches.
This is Not For Air Radio.
With Justin Jordan.
Exclusively on PodunkRadio.com.
That's not wrong. It's definitely Not For Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com. And it is a Thursday, so that's good. I did my math. We're also on Metal Zone Radio on Mondays as well, so make sure you stay tuned on that up in Melbourne and all over the web. Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm drinking Guinness, so let me take a second to do that, because I do enjoy a good Guinness. Why wouldn't I? Oh, see, I'm already dropping my Duck Hunt fucking coaster that I got at a Reunite Fest this weekend. The other thing's coming up this weekend, we'll go over that here in a minute. I got it over at Brian Jackson, too, with one of the many awesome vendors and artists that was there. Good stuff. Speaking of Guinness, I wanted to get this off my chest. So, as you know, Sandy and Liam, are now back in Bristol, over in England. And they were with us for 2 weeks. So we went down to an Irish pub up in Melbourne about week before, I can't remember. And we went to Meg O'Malley's, which is a very nice place. If you've never been to Meg O'Malley's, make sure you go. It's a very awesome place. So we went to Meg O'Malley's. And I'm like, you know what? I'm in a spirit of trying different things, you know, because I'm a very, very big purist. You know, Guinness is just that. It's Guinness. Drought, if it's even better when it's the can that is basically a draft. You can't really beat that. So I'm like, look, I'll try something different. So they had Guinness, Guinness Blonde, and Guinness Nitro. You know, I'm new to this whole Nitro thing because I don't drink a lot of beer anymore. I've been on a vodka binge lately. So I said, okay, I'll try this. Me and Guinness. That sounds almost 100% accurate, though. So me and Liam, sorry, Liam, Guinness. So me and Liam do a car bomb, you know, because they don't have that over there, really. They do, but it's not the car bomb drink. So we were told that car bombs over there, I think in Ireland, the drink is known as depth chargers, which makes more sense because you can't really go around England and Ireland screaming car bomb. That's no, that's a negative. So depth chargers. So we were doing a couple of those. We did a car bomb here, you know. So we do our car bomb. Guinness, Bailey's, and Jameson. It was good. You know, Liam caught up with me. So we did that, and then we did the Guinness Nitro to see how it would be. It's not that good. You might like it. Guinness is an acquired taste anyway. I'm a big fan of the original, you know, Drought. So I was like, nah. And Liam's like, nope, no good. Liam didn't like it either, so we went back to Guinness straight after that. I don't mind doing like a Guinness and a cider, or Guinness and bass. I've been playing bass. Bass. You know, those are pretty good, but I don't, yeah, no. So no nitros, no fucking Guinness Blondes, alright? Don't do that shit. It's stupid. Why? Why are we going to do it? It doesn't make any sense to do it. Let's just do Guinness. So anyway, yeah, I'm back to straight Guinness. I have a couple left over from Liam. I also got a Wexford's Irish cream, which is really good, and a Boddington's cream, which is English. So anyway, it's St. Patrick's Day. And so, you know, I threw some Dropkick on there, and I'm going to throw on some other Irish punk rock. I don't have too much, but I got a couple more I'm going to do, including music from Ireland, such as a Venus de Vilo, the voice of horror, and our good friends over at the Cadaver Club. So I will be playing that as well, even though it's not necessarily underground horror radio. I do what the fuck I want. I can do what the fuck I want, so that's what I'm going to do. Also, we're going to dive into here with Reunite Fest as well. It's coming up this weekend. We got a busy weekend. I think there's like 3 shows happening. All right, you know what? Let's just dive into it. You can learn more about Reunite Fest as well after this show when the Power Hour of Love comes on with Charboil and El Bendito, Port St. Lucie's very own superhero team that we have here locally. So they'll be on after me. It's just a rerun of last week's show, But they talk about Reunite Fest, including one of the sponsors of Reunite Fest 2, which is Captain Joel over at Big Dog Comics and Thunderdome Gaming. So that's super fantastic. I got an interview with him done as well back over at Treasure Coast Freak Show. It's up on notforairpodcast.podbean.com along with this episode and every other fucking episode. Pretty much of everything that I've been doing in the last year or so is up there. So definitely check that out. Let's see. Here we go. Facebook. Okay. So Friday. What am I doing? I'm trying to fucking do this here. Okay. So let's look at events because I can't do everything myself here. Let's see. St. Patrick's Day. CWE, here is Stillery. So, the Stillery, over in Stewart, East Ocean, if you remember Refuge or Redemption, same place. And we did a lot of stuff in that building in 2011. We fucking rock and rolled that fucking year, with the original Not For Air. Oh, not the original podcast, because Jeff wasn't there no more boots, but, you know, the second running of Not For Air Radio with, myself, Hickman, Ferry, and that. Well, fuck her. She doesn't get her name out there. So anyway, here we got The Prescription, live in concert to celebrate the release of their new album, Between Sight and Sound, out 3/18/16, with support from Eternia, OSF, Ghost Cat, and a very special punk rock karaoke performance from Take Warning. So that's happening. It's $5 at the door, 21 and up, 8 p.m., you get yourself a copy of the album, which is awesome. Had I not already been doing something, I would be doing that. But if you don't feel like doing that, and you're more of a horror buff anyway, then you need to go down to Lake Worth to watch Army of Darkness on the big screen. I am psyched for this, because I was psyched for Evil Dead 2. But now, Army of Darkness, one night, one screening, Movies of Lake Worth, right off the turnpike, $10. And you get to see Bruce Campbell in the final, at the time, third installment of the Evil Dead trilogy, which was just, for the longest time, we never got anything else after that besides video games and comics. We got, you know, games and comics, and then toys, and then we got the reboot side story, as I call it, 2013 Evil Dead. And then just last year, Ash vs. Evil Dead, a continuation with Bruce Campbell. So super awesome. But to see Army of Darkness on the big screen will be awesome. So if you're a horror, you know, person and you like horror movies and cult films and you're not really into music, or, you know, if you're down in Lake Worth anyway, or if you're down in Miami, maybe, you know, that area, West Palm, please go to Morbid Movies. Last month we had nearly 200 in attendance. For Nightmare on Elm Street, which was awesome. The original Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984. And it was fucking packed house, man. It was awesome. And that was a sweet movie to see on the big screen as well. So definitely check that out. Now, on Saturday. I actually have to get to Saturday. Hold on. No more events. Show all you... I hate Facebook. There it is. Reunite 2. I mean, what else was there going to be? It's Reunite 2. So we got Reunite 2, huge event. Maximum Entertainment is putting it on, along with Stoke Show Florida. Those guys are pretty awesome. So definitely check that out as well. Stoke Show is really, really cool. So we have $5 in advance and $7 at the door. 5 p.m. they open. 21 and up, we got On Watership Down, In Like Flynn, GLAAD, Exploding Horse Boy, The Allies, and Loyal Frisbee. So that's going to be really, really awesome. It's a nice event for the local area. Back in the 90s, we had a pretty awesome scene. Big Dog Comics is sponsoring along with H2 Ocean. So definitely check that out. It's going to be awesome. I'll be there. So, you know, it'd be something to do. And on Sunday, they're having the after party over at the, I don't really know. Hold on. Let's see. Reunite. after party. Here it is. Reunite after party with... we did this last year, too. But that was over at Oceanside. This year, it's going to be Spicoli and Break the Hero at the Low Budget Bowl out west. Definitely go check that out as well. I might actually do that. I've never been. I'm not going to skateboard because I'll die. But, you know, I'll definitely check it out. It's in Palm City. So, anyway, St. Patrick's Day is right now. So, have a drink. Enjoy the show. And tune into Metal Zone. Tune into Podunk. And tune into Jolt Radio if you like some stuff down in Miami. And check out Death Rock Radio over in Tampa if you're into some death rock and goth and post-punk and stuff like that. I'm on there as well. Pretty awesome stuff. Definitely always keep an eye out for that stuff. And, you know, let's get back into the punk rock, shall we? I think we should. What are we going to play? I don't know.
Yeah. Count them 1, 2, 3 fell apart as they hit the floor. In a garb of black, we must pay respect to the color we're born to mourn. Walk away, me boys, walk away, me boys. By morning, we'll be free. Wipe the golden tear from your mother, dear. Raise what's left of the flag for me. Left of the flag for me.
Get, come up, you know, get their Macintosh computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead. I'm Fuckhead, DJ Fuckhead. I know talent. I know talent. No talent. I play other people's records. These like super self-important guys who carry suitcases of records. And what are you? I'm a musician, man. I'm a DJ. You're a fucking thief of music. You're a record player. You can kiss my fucking ass. Okay?
And we're back. Yes, welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio on podunkradio.com. So it's St. Patrick's Day. We're all drinking, having a good time, being safe. I know Shindig's has got some shit going on there in Port St. Lucie, my home. So, you know, I never thought in my life that I would be like, oh my God, I love St. Lucie. And let's be clear, I don't. But it's my home. I have a house here. I know I have my car, my job, my wife, my radio. But I had to go down south for actual job training for orientation down in Pembroke Pines. If you don't know where that is, it's damn near Miami. So it's about a two-hour drive on the turnpike, full of cars, full of people. And I'm like, ugh. I made it though, but I hate it. So anybody else that has to make that grind every day, I salute you, sir or madam. I definitely support that. So this happened also. The reason why I played that whole little clip there of
get come up, you know, get their Macintosh
computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead.
Yeah, the reason why I did that was so there's this one DJ in town, okay. She's not bad for what she does, I suppose. And I don't hate DJs. I just think it's kind of silly. And technically, what I do in a sense is DJing. Not this show, but like the mix I put together for Death Rock, I would say, you know, but I don't really mix stuff. I just play songs. So, you know, I could be DJ Fuckhead for all we know. But anyway, this girl, you know, I met her a long time ago. Anyway, so she DJs in town. Oh, that's fine. You know, and she's like, yeah, I'm playing at this place. You know, I'm having a show. And I'm like, no. That's not a show. That's you playing with your record player and your turntables. And, you know, and that's fine. You're playing music so we can dance to it. You know, and that's fine. If you said, hey, I'm DJing an event, there's dancing, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. But I'll read exactly what it says, so I'm not a total asshole here. Which I am. I am an asshole. I admit that. I hate hitting this fucking thing. It's such a pain. Such a pain in the ass. Here we go. So, maybe it's not on her actual page. Whatever. Whatever. Hold on. And by the way, there are actual, like, I know a DJ, I know a couple DJs, and one of them's really awesome. He does a lot of horror stuff, and, you know, I like that guy a lot. But we're not talking about him. All right, let's see. All right, here we go. I have a local show coming up in Stewart at the, whatever it is. And it's at a hotel. I wouldn't call it a show. It's not a show. In order to be a show, you have to be a band. You have to have instruments playing. That's a show. You sitting in the corner with your DJ equipment playing is not a show. That's you DJing. And again, I had nothing against it. I want you to know that you sitting in the corner at a bar, in a lounge, in a hotel is not a show. It's you fucking, you know, that's it. That's not a show. Now, if you had your own, like, I don't know, DJ, you know. And I've seen, you know, DJs do stuff like that where they're on, like, webcams and stuff. That I'm pretty cool with. But other than that, you know, and I've seen a couple of those ones that are decent. You know, I will say that. Anyway. So, yeah, that's just not my thing. I don't think it's a show. But what the fuck do I know? I mean, I don't know anything. I'm playing fucking shitty fucking, you know, I'm punk rock. What do I know? So, yeah, you know, a lot of shows going on this weekend. Like I said, if you, I finished my Guinness. This is terrible. If you want to go to a show, you should go to a show. I think it's very important that people go to shows. You know. Find something you're passionate about show-wise. Go find music somewhere and go, oh, you know. I even give the DJs respect. Yes, you're still doing something you're passionate about, mixing stuff. That's cool. That's your thing. I respect that. Not a show. But yeah, I respect that, you know, let's do your thing, but I'm just saying, like, you know, go find a band, make friends with bands. It's not that hard. I mean, I'm friends with a couple of bands, you know, maybe contribute to a zine. A friend of mine, online here that was in the Bloody, it's in the Bloody Muffs that I played earlier. Well, most of the songs tonight are about drinking or they're an Irish band playing of some kind. But that Bloody, Muffs song, Blackout, I love it. You know, it's just, it's really good. And the lady has a sexy voice. Yes. So don't beat me up, though. I was just saying it's nice. I'm not as smooth as El Bandito, though. He's smooth. My smoothness went away a long time ago when I got married, or before that when I got together with Miss Nicole Velakis, author and also host of Underground Horror Radio here on Podunk Radio on Saturdays at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Or did I move it to 9? I don't even know what time it is. I think it's 9. I should probably look into that, huh? I should probably figure out what time my other show is on the station that I own. Because I don't know what's happening. I'm fucking up, as they say. And, yeah, so whatever. Fuck me. But yeah, no, definitely find something you're passionate about music-wise and try to get into it. It's definitely cool. Maybe look into getting a zine or maybe, contributing to a zine. I know that, Podunk Radio had a zine a while ago, which was great. And I miss it. And I'm sure, Jackson Sanity does as well, 'cause it was his baby. And, we all contributed to it, you know, and, hopefully it'll come back. It was cool. It was cool, and it's just a timing thing. We don't have a lot of time. He's a busy guy, and I'm really busy now as well. So it's one of those things. But I think that if this happens with Brian, this guy Brian I know, that wants to do this zine, digital zine, I'm down to write something, at least for Florida. I think that'd be cool. But just look online. There's different zines. You can also check out Pure Honey. That's a cool zine that's down here. It's on the web as well, on the website, but it's also one of the best printed zines out there, and it's free to everybody to just grab it. I want to advertise in it, but it costs a lot of money, and as you know, we don't make any money on this. I got this microphone now that's this nice mic, and I got my radio arm. I fucking want it so bad because I'm, like, obsessed with turning the office into a radio station, you know, studio, because I probably will never get a job in a real radio studio ever. And so, you know, I got a bunch of mics, and everybody's got headphones, makes it sound all nice and fancy. And every time I get close to this thing, I fucking keep hitting it with my fucking glasses. Or it's fucking annoying. You know, I mean, I've been holding a microphone before in my hand for like 5 fucking years. For almost 6. Come in August, it's 6 years. So for almost 6 years, I take that back. Half of the first year, I had a Skype mic and I didn't have to hold it. But after that, for like the last 5.5, I've been holding a fucking microphone in my hand doing this show. So now I have, like, I don't have to hold my, you know, hold anything, but I keep bumping into this fucking arm. It's driving me nuts. I don't know why I'm complaining. I don't work here. Leave me alone. So anyway, yeah. Here's an interesting thing. Here's a little, awesome, duo here. Enjoy. And we'll be back to finish up this delightful show. I think I should have kept Sandy and Liam here to do it, because they're much better than I am. Anyway, enjoy.
Younger. Another day, and don't ask why. fuck if you abandon me?
And welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio here on podunkradio.com, I suppose. Yeah, no, it is. All right, anyway, I'm done. Fuck it. It's St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to finish drinking. Thanks for listening. Tune in all the time to Podunk Radio. A lot of good shows, including Sick Boys Radio, The Bastard Club, whenever he gets back. Tony Jones, if you're out there, shoot me a message so I know you're alive. And you were actually on the station, because I honestly don't know, bro. I know you're. I see you on Facebook all the time. I just don't know. You're cool either way. And you know, check out Loud, Fast, and Shitty every Monday. And just so many good shows: Best Tables in Hell and The Brothers Grimm. And of course, stay tuned after this goat fuck of a show. Power Hour of Love is on next, and it's pretty fucking weird, and I like it. And you should like it too. Especially if you're, you know, South Florida boy like myself, or girl. So anyway, enjoy. But yeah, we're out of here. So enjoy some Irishness here from the lovely, lovely Venus de Vilo, who's awesome.
She's alive, she's vile, it's Frankenstein. Heartless scientist across the line. We'll be right back.
for Air Underground Radio.